Royal ceremonies. Abundant food, plentiful water predicted. Traditional soothsayers predicted good harvests, abundant food production, and plentiful water at the royal plowing ceremony at Sanam Luang near the Grand Palace on Monday morning. The ceremony was presided over by His Royal Highness Crown Prince Maha Wathira Longkorn, who was accompanied by the royal consort Princess Sirat. Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra, government officials, and a large crowd, including many farmers, attended the ceremony. Chawalit Chukachorn, the permanent secretary for agriculture and cooperatives, performed as Praya Rak Na, or Lord of the Plowing Ceremony. Praya Rak Na led two sacred oxen, Fa and Sai, to plow a furrow in the ceremonial ground. Four consecrated ladies in the procession, carrying gold and silver baskets filled with rice seeds, scattered them into the newly plowed furrow. Walking alongside the plow were official Brahmins from the royal court who chanted and blew conch shells. The sacred oxen were offered seven bowls containing grass, paddy, maize, sesame seeds, soybean, water, and liquor. The oxen ate maize and grass. The Brahmin seers predicted a good harvest, an abundance of food, and plentiful water. Praya Rak Na was offered three pieces of folded cloth, each of a different length. The one he selected proved to be 4 kups long, 4 handspans, about 1 meter. Based on his selection, water will be plentiful, crops on higher ground will yield good harvests, and those in low-lying areas will be slightly damaged. Rice seeds were strewn over the ceremonial ground after the ceremony, and the crowd rushed to gather them up. The ceremonial grains are considered an auspicious start to the rice planting season. Some people sell them. The price is said to be about 10 baht a grain in rural areas. The ceremony has been performed in Thailand since the Sukhothai period, some 700 years ago, and is closely watched by farmers across the country.